little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. All right, take two. Since it's raining in California,
podcast 99. Thanks, Wayne.
And some people get confused. Wayne got a little bit confused about the rain, so we have to start over.
He doesn't know where to find a button.
I think he.
That's true.
I don't know if he ever knew where the button was. Anyway, so we're here in San Diego, of course, and it is raining. Yeah. Boo hoo.
Somewhat, maybe about a quarter inch of rain.
Yeah. Hey, it's just still better than people who have all that snow coming down on them.
For the slide for you East Coast people.
Yep. So
my apologies.
Yep. Hope you're all good, but we're good here with the rain. But anyways, it's starting to pick up. The first month is always very slow, but starting to get some more news and more rumors, some funny stuff, and Flappy Birds and
you know. Damn bird.
Sorry, Flappy Bird. But anyways, we'll get to all that in a second. For what have you been playing? Well, like I said, Flappy Bird. Which is funny, because my little sister told me about Flappy Bird on Saturday, a day after it came out on Android. And it's so simplistic that it's retarded, but because it's so easy to pick up and play, you just keep going.
Pretty much.
And one hit death, you just tap the screen to make the bird flap a little bit and go through pipes. But if you touch anything, you die.
Nice.
That's the gist of it. Nothing else. No fancy graphics, no nothing. But that's fun. The other thing that's been getting a lot of my time is Hearthstone. I think that's how you pronounce it. The Blizzard World of Warcraft trading card game. Damn it!
I was playing
Flappy Bird. But I've been playing that a lot since the beta's open now, and I've been interested in for a while. It is a free-to-play game, so you know what that means. There's in-app purchases.
Stupid bird.
Yeah, pretty much. There's in-app purchases, so you know, you can get a lot of... The thing is, everything in the game can be acquired at no cost. It just takes a long time to get it. So, I know some people will complain, but it's free, and you can have a good time without paying, so do it. I also have been getting back into Zelda, which I haven't had a lot of time to play, but Zelda, A Link Between Worlds, for the few hours I played this week. It reminded me of how enjoyable it is just to play a game and just have fun with it. There's no achievements, so obviously I don't care about any of that. I don't have to worry about grinding for an in-app purchase or to buy stuff. It's just flat-out enjoyment, and I'm really happy that I'm doing it. And what else? A little more Marvel Puzzle Quest, but that's been getting to be more of a pain as you get higher up and they keep nerfing the characters.
The annoyance.
Yeah, I think I'm going to end up like quitting it or really lower the amount of time I spend on it if that doesn't change.
Puzzle Quest, you traitorous bastard.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. I haven't had a chance to play Killer Instinct in a while. I want to, so I can try out a...
Spinal's dope.
Spinal.
Spinal's dope. Well, I'm going to talk about that when I get there.
All right. But that's, you know, and of course, it's the game of life. I juiced for 5 days. That was fun.
How much did you lose?
8 pounds.
I need to do that stuff, man.
It's hard, though, because then you start getting hungry.
Eat that part of it, though?
Well, the first 2 days are rough. You get, like, I had, like, light headaches, and I felt, like, pretty tired. But after once the third day came around, I felt like I had more energy, and the hunger wasn't that bad. So, I'd recommend you give it a shot if you can. Of course, consult your medical professional first, just in case.
Oh, yeah.
Disclaimers. But that's it for me, so how is it in Windows World, Wayne?
It's been pretty good, actually.
Kablammy.
Yeah. I've been... only played a little bit this past week with some Battlefield 4 and some Call of Duty Ghosts. On that, I've been watching a lot of Doctor Who.
Aw.
Yeah.
Which series?
I'm on season 3, I think, right now, of the... the current series?
Oh, with Matt Smith?
No.
Which Doctor? 11th Doctor?
Well, it's... not the current Doctor, but it's the...
the 3rd Doctor?
Yeah, something like that.
Tom Baker?
No.
Wait, no, it's not.
It's the current series. I don't like in season 3 or something. I forget who it was offhand.
But it's in black and white, right, Wayne?
No. It's the current series. Not the classic series.
Christopher Eccleston? Or,
I think it might be him.
The guy who played, Destro? From G.I. Joe? Idiot, you call yourself a Whovian? You should
I never said I was a huge fan. I do enjoy the shows, though.
Okay, is it David Tennant?
That's it, David Tennant's the one.
Fucking moron.
That's alright, I'm having trouble with names lately. A lot going on right now in the world.
Bullcrap.
So, yeah, I've been doing that, watching that. You know, just kind of catching up on things that I've missed out, because now I have access to Netflix for the time being.
Ooh! For the time being?
Yeah.
Really?
Why for the time being?
Yeah, I have access to an account for the time being.
You should just pay the $8.
Yeah.
He's too cheap.
It's well worth it. That's one of the best investments I've ever made.
Dude, it's Wayne, for crying out loud.
It's $8. Whatever.
Yeah. Other than that, I should think that's pretty much all I've been playing, so yeah.
Nah.
Huh?
Well, too bad you don't have a device that can run Flappy Bird.
I do. I can download it on my tablet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I haven't powered that up in a while, but...
Yeah, just make sure you don't get too angry and you throw it at the wall or something. Stupid Flappy Bird.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Hey, some people do, bro.
Did watch the Super Bowl.
I didn't.
Had some fun commercials there.
Hey, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Commercials.
I know, commercials.
Alright, for me this week, I've been playing Killer Instinct, had Spinal, which is one of my favorites. The funny thing, he's a dead guy in the game, but he's the one that shows emotion.
Nah.
Weird, isn't it, huh?
Hey. Oh, yeah, because the other ones, Jago's wearing a mask, so you can't see squat.
Yeah.
Thunder never doesn't show any emotion, and the other ones are
just... One of them's a wolf, one of them's made out of ice.
Yeah, and the two women don't...
No. Yeah.
I don't think they made him to show emotion. They made him to show something else.
Yeah. To tell you the truth, playing Spinal for a while, they should start fixing things. He's kind of...
Is he overpowered or weak?
Overly broken.
Ah, well, there you go. That's what I want to hear. Great. I'll probably pick him up then.
Yeah, no, he's pretty cool until they nerf him. What we talked about, also, who else played? Oh, yeah, Flappy Bird. God, I never felt so angry to throw my phone everywhere.
And the fact that you keep playing it.
I know, that's true, that's a funny thing. Also, more Marvel Puzzle Quest, which I'm technically having fun with. Other than that, that's all been for me. Nothing too much, though.
Yeah.
Haven't touched my Xbox One yet, I haven't touched it in a while. That's about it, yeah.
It's been busy times in grown up world. Damn. Oh, before I forget, shout outs to Ilya from San Diego. He went up to Wednesday Night Fights yesterday.
How did he do?
He won it.
He won Street Fighter?
He won Street Fighter, yeah.
Oh, Ilya's the one of those person you don't want to mess with.
Yeah, he's good. I played the guy, and just seeing that, like, really, like, man, I really hope I can figure out my schedule so I can start practicing again. Because I've played him, I've had good matches. I've beaten the guy, so. Not very often.
Oh, yeah.
But I have beaten him.
Heads up, February 15th, anyone's in San Diego, please look up the Traveling Circus clothing line, because they will have a St. Valentine's Day Massacre tournament going on.
Damn it.
Oh, I'll be there.
I would, but. Yeah, I'm newly engaged. Guess what would happen if I did that? Yeah, it wouldn't go too well.
Yeah.
Wayne, you should go. Maybe you'll meet somebody.
Never. The closest thing he'll meet is the door of his parents' house.
Aww. But anyways, let's see. So I wanted to make sure that got out. What else was I going to mention? Yeah, whatever. Let's get into Super Bowl commercials.
Sure.
Because I don't care about... By the way, the game was a blowout, right?
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Okay, fair enough.
It was so lopsided.
Was it like... I'm sorry to say this because I live here. But was it like, I don't know, when the Chargers went to Super Bowl?
It was like watching the Chargers play the Raiders.
It was worse.
Yeah, actually it was worse than that.
But listen, it was... Just imagine a high school team going into playing against a professional team.
Damn.
Well, was that bad.
For the Broncos, look at the bright side.
They got there.
You got there. And as long as you're not like the 1990s Buffalo Bills that got there like two or three times and lost.
Actually, the Broncos, I think they went there Super Bowl seven or eight times. Yeah. And out of 7 or 8 times, they lost 5.
Ooh.
And they're the sole position number one, bro. Ownage.
Ah, well. Congrats that you got there. That's all I'm going to say to you.
Yeah.
Let's get to the fun part, though, the commercials. Oh, man. Okay, so I'm obviously on a diet since I just used to be stupid to go back to eating crap. But I did you guys see the Jack in the Box commercial?
I think I missed that
one. The one with the bark?
Dude, that was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, because they have the Bacon Insider now, which is the burger that has the bacon inside the patty.
Yeah, and also the same thing with the tacos. Oh, no, wait, that's Jack in the Box, my bad.
So they have a commercial with the bork, which is a combination of cow and pig. It's the bork, and then moinks.
Nice.
Moinks. Yeah.
Yay.
I like that one. Which other one?
I thought Volkswagen was good.
Volkswagen's pretty good.
That got a few good laughs. Yeah.
The Tim Tebow commercial was pretty funny though.
Oh, the Tim Tebow one?
Yeah. Stupid.
It was kind of stupid, but you know what else? What else is he gonna do? He can't play football no more.
Well, he's NFL analysis for he's a football analysis for ESPN now. That's not bad.
I gotta say though, if I had the option, I would definitely go for getting a Dobrowawa.
Dobrowawa, that's what you would
You're
want.
Stupid, Wayne.
Dude, it's a cute dog. If it was real, that'd be a cute dog to have.
Mm. You might be able to score some sympathy points with that one.
No.
Possibly.
Hey, I like dogs. Dogs are cool.
Yeah, they are. Some dogs. Speaking of, what about the Jaguar commercial?
Oh my dude, that was a
that one was good.
That was epic.
With all the villains, including I forgot what's his name that plays Loki.
Oh, it's Tom Hiddleston.
Yep.
That was pretty good. That was
a good one.
Yes,
that was a good one. What else?
You had the what was it? The Radio Shack commercial was pretty cool.
Oh, what all the 80s stars?
Yeah, the 80s icon stars. Yeah. Hulk Hogan.
We won our store back.
Cliff. Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
The Cliff was there like, oh, man, that's Cliff. Damn.
Alf
was there. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
I mean, it was everybody. It was good seeing that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That and them using the old corded phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. That actually runs on a phone line. I was going to say, I have a corded phone in my office, but I know it all runs through VoIP. So
VoIP?
Yeah.
That's different. But that one, the Budweiser commercial was pretty cool. The one with the dog and the horse.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they aired this, because I didn't actually watch the Super Bowl. I just looked up the commercials online. I didn't care. I don't think it aired on TV, but the Newcastle skits with Anna Kendrick.
No, I missed that one.
Oh, they're pretty funny, dude.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if you know who Anna Kendrick is.
Yep.
She was on... I think her most recognizable one right now is the one where she sang that song, Cups.
Yeah, she was on... what movie was... She was Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. She was on...
She was in Up in the Air.
Up in the Air. That was a pretty really good movie. I love that movie.
The one where they have this group competition. I can't remember what the name of the damn movie is. And she thinks Cups in it. But anyway, so she does this spoof commercial for Newcastle. And it's pretty funny.
Spoof commercial?
You should look it up.
Did you see the commercial with Chuck Norris before the game?
What?
Yeah.
No. What's he...
It was a skit with Conan O'Brien. It was...
That should be epic.
It was. It was good.
It was an actual... thing for a product though?
No, it really wasn't.
Huh.
It was just a commercial period.
It was basically a skit. You know, I think it was more to promote like Conan O'Brien's show or something. But
I want to see something. Someone told me that he went to like some pawn shops and was trying to pawn away like things like toys or whatever memorabilia of his own.
Yeah.
And he thought it'd be worth like a grip, but it wasn't.
Right?
I gotta see that.
But yeah, definitely some good commercials out there, and a lot of them are on Facebook now, so, I mean, on YouTube.
Yeah, look them up.
So.
It's fun stuff. And maybe one day I'll have that Bacon Insider. But you know what? After having gone to Slater's 50-50...
Oh, dear God, why did you go there?
Because it's freaking delicious.
I love it.
You know what I tried this past weekend was Charlie's Philly cheesesteaks.
Don't know
Charlie's.
What it is.
They just opened one down here in the mall.
No. They've been open.
Have they?
Yes. Charlie's in Plaza Bonita Mall?
Yeah.
It's been open since that site opened years ago.
I've never seen them.
Because you're stupid.
I thought he was going to say Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I'd go there.
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would.
Skills.
But anyways, so look it up. It's pretty fun. So, you know, some of like I don't really watch football. I know Wayne doesn't either.
I watch football every once in a while. Mostly charter games, but I do watch things like the Super Bowl because I do enjoy a good game. Unfortunately, the Super Bowl did kind of disappointed this time around.
It's disappointed.
It'd be kind of like taking the Harlem Globetrotters and putting them up against the high school team.
I already said high school versus pro.
I know, but
you
I mean...
moron.
How about Harlem Globetrotters versus the Generals?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, Harlem Globetrotters versus about any basketball team would still own, but...
Yeah, but make it sound different. Come on.
I know. It reminds me of the old USC days because I'm a huge fan of USC. A lot of my family went to USC, and this is, remember back in the early 2000s with Pete Carroll dominating the whole thing? Alright, anyway, so what was your favorite commercial, Wayne? Let's talk about it.
You know, honestly, there were some seriously good ones there. I mean, I think I got the biggest kick out of the Volkswagen commercial.
No.
Quite honestly.
Yeah,
I don't know,
cool.
it just makes me laugh when I see that.
You know what's my favorite one? Well, actually, there's two of them. One, the Return of 24, because I'm a huge fan of 24.
Yeah.
You're stupid because you forgot to mention it. Transformers!
That was good seeing that one, but I kind of expected what we saw in the trailer, so. And Grimlock is massive, so.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that Wayne does patrol the forums pretty often, and he knows this.
That's the only,
You know what my favorites are? Actually, it's two things. Different reasons. One, did you guys see the Microsoft one?
No, I missed
it.
Yeah. That one was good.
Yeah, that one actually was. That was kind of touching.
It was touching. Very well made.
Oh, Pitch Perfect. There you go.
Yes, Pitch Perfect.
Yes,
Thank you.
That's the one that Anna Kendrick. I actually like that movie. That's another movie I would like to recommend to anybody.
Yeah. That and she don't look half bad.
She never does look half bad.
So there you go. But for me, it's going to be the Microsoft commercial and the Jaguar commercial. It's a tie. Different reasons.
Yeah. I know I didn't catch all of them because I missed a few here and there, so...
Oh, shit.
Hey, you miss a lot of things here and there, buddy.
Well, once in a while, I have to get up and take a piss. Moron.
Yeah, pretty much. They're doing the halftime show. Anyways, let's get into some news here real quick. The biggest news, at least for me...
Well, for George and I.
For me and Fidel, anyways, is...
The purchase of a Double Helix.
By Amazon.
Holy shit.
I was like, damn. Well, I was like, wait a minute, what?
Amazon wants to do everything, so they're really trying to... Get out there and get the talent behind him.
That's a good start, in my opinion,
dude. I was like, wait, what now?
Yeah,
I saw that too as well.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I'm like, wait, I had to like read it again to make sure I wasn't like seeing it wrong. I'm like, wait, Amazon bought him? I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And it felt so weird too because Double Helix, obviously they make Killer Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft, and they don't own Killer Instinct though, so.
No.
So they just made it for Microsoft.
Yeah. Microsoft has an internal team still working on the game, so.
So hopefully, because it's a different team, the game still thrives.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fun game.
Yeah,
it's
Microsoft's standing behind it, so.
What?
Microsoft's standing behind it. Well, they are, but the thing is now you give the game to a different team, so it's going to be hard. I really hope they announce something like letting Double Helix
finish it
at least the first season. You know, I would hope like the contract they are contractually obligated. I would hope, anyways.
No, I hope they finish the whole thing. I mean, they should finish. It's their project. It's their baby.
Because they also have something else coming out this month,
which is
Strider. It's coming out this month.
Double Helix, yes.
Double Helix.
That should be a fun game. Oh my God! Remember those Sega Genesis days?
$15.
What?
$15. It's going to be downloadable. So
yeah.
Hopefully that one's good. It probably will be.
Oh, yeah.
But
we saw it during Comic-Con last year.
Oh, yeah. But I'm thinking... I don't know if Amazon's going to like just go out and launch a console this year. I don't think so.
I doubt it.
But I think they're really going to make a push towards exclusives that only run on their Kindle line. Or some other... I think an Amazon phone is more likely than an Amazon console at this
That's
point.
True.
But I think what they're trying to do is they want to have an availability of exclusive content in every category.
Yeah.
And now they definitely helped in the games department. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But damn, that was a shocker. I did not see that one coming. But then again, they have Amazon is pretty filthy rich.
Yeah.
So.
Especially with all the discounts they give out too.
They're still rich because they sell a grip. So, you know, next up for them is going to be same day delivery in some places.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Dude, that'd be perfect.
You don't even have to go to the damn store.
Yeah.
I could see myself ordering it from work on a whim. And that would be my dream, ordering it from work and then getting home.
And it's right in front of your door.
And it's right in front of my damn door.
Dude, that's epic.
Well, you already got the Amazon locker where you can pick it up same day.
True.
I'd rather have it delivered, homie.
But I'd rather have it delivered because that's one less stop I have to make after I beat traffic and get my ass home.
Right.
Just saying. But anyways, that's all in the future. Well, that and their drone delivery. So that was pretty cool.
Well, no, the FAA says no bueno on that. They're going to shut it down.
I figured as much. Too much of a potential threat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah.
It's flying drones. How
would you know if it's actually the same package you ordered containing Jenna Jameson porn? Then it blows up on you and things a fucking bomb.
Boom. Well. Damn it, my porn. All right, so
why would you order porn on?
Why would you order porn on Amazon? I didn't even know Amazon sold porn.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's a wrong analogy, but still.
Yeah, fair enough. Good comparison. Dang. All right,
so what else we got here?
All right, man. So another big one, we got the
Sonic Boom.
Sega announced Sonic Boom.
Can you guys just kill this franchise, please?
It looks like
Tails is on... I don't know. He's he's probably skipped leg day. The same way with Sonic and Knuckles. Knuckles looks like he's on roids.
For people who run as much, it looks like they all skip leg day.
I know.
Yeah.
But Knuckles looks like he's on roids.
Sonic looks like he's
and he grew 4 feet.
At least.
Yep.
Because I remember they used to be all the same height, especially back in the Sega Genesis games.
Yeah.
Whoa, they're all the same height. Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails.
Well, Tails is a little shorter, I think.
Yeah.
Tiny bit.
But yeah, we're getting a new game, CG animated TV series, and a range of toys, all based on Sonic Boom.
No.
As Team Hell No said.
No.
Oh. No.
Why? They said supposedly the game's going to have exploration elements or something. I don't care. It's Sonic.
They'd have to really have really overhauled the game and really made things totally different and runs very, very smooth, which is unlikely.
The only Sonic game I like was Sonic Generations. Well, kind of like.
Yeah. To my knowledge, I can't think of any other franchise that made a radical departure from the original way of playing the game into something that's exploration, like Mario 64. Mario in general.
Mario 64 was perfect. I love how they did that.
Yeah. Besides that, Sonic has tried many times
to reboot and relaunch and
has failed.
I still like Sonic Generations is the best one out of every single one that came out after Genesis.
Yeah. Supposedly, this is the last Sonic exclusive for Nintendo consoles, so supposedly there's going to be, Sonic games for, the Xbox One and PS4 next year, but...
Well, brace yourself. Sonic games are coming next year.
We'll see.
Hey, man, I don't know. Having invested in games, cartoons, and toys...
Yeah.
If this flops...
You're screwed.
They're pretty screwed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bury Sonic, like they buried, what do you call that? Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
I love Crash. I saw that game for PlayStation.
But you know what? I'm pretty sure it doesn't hold up that well either. It's probably fun, but not that fun.
I know.
Not as fun as you remember it.
Isn't that the one they're working on a live action movie for?
I hope
not. Crash Bandicoot?
Live action / CGI?
Nah, that can't be right.
No. One of them is.
I don't recall it being any humans in there besides the villain. Anyway, so, you know what needs to happen to Sonic if this fails? Nintendo should just buy Sega, or somebody, a high profile like them should buy it, and let them deal with it.
Yeah.
Alright, this is all yours, George.
This is like I think this one that like Wayne should take. Come on, Wayne. You're still kind of doing this. I'm not doing this no more.
Oh, that's true.
Sony has announced that they are going to be selling their Sony Vaio PC brand to Japan Industrial Partners.
Holy Jeebus.
Another one bites the dust.
Meaning they are no longer going to be planning, designing, and developing any PC products.
Damn, the Vaio. Remember the Vaio? Oh, God.
Yeah.
It used to be all the rage back in the day. I have a Vaio. I'm cool. That means I got
money.
Right?
At one time, they were a good machine. And they just put out a really nice model, too, that I think it was the Flip, I think it was, that came out.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I played with, like, the 13-inch, like, Ultrabook.
Yeah.
That thing was tight, but not enough for me to be like, I'm going to spend $1,300 on this.
Well, that's what Sony's problem was, is they were still asking...
Too much.
Apple prices for... PCs that are equivalent to other PCs on the market, you know?
Yeah, when Lenovo was undercutting the hell out of them. And in some cases, just beating them outright in features and innovations.
They're also going to be spinning off its TV business to operate it as a wholly owned subsidiary.
As a wholly owned what now?
Subsidiary.
Yeah.
Subsidiary?
Whatever.
There you go.
They're expected to lay off about 5,000 people by the end of the year.
Damn it.
Sorry about that to those folks.
But they are saying that the PlayStation business is doing good.
So. Well, the PlayStation business has income coming from so many different directions
it should be doing good, at least for a little while. It's going to take a while for that to kind of taper out.
Yeah, but what I'm wondering is, like, okay, so now it feels weird to me because if the gaming branch is not doing astronomically well. It's granted it's very well known and it does bring in a lot of sales but not that much profit. Where is Sony getting their money?
Black market?
I mean, their TVs aren't selling. I don't think their TVs are selling that
Sony
well.
Sony has a lot of other products under their portfolio. A lot of smaller high margin products.
I figure they have to. I mean, I know because everything else, TVs, cameras, like they can't. I don't think they can be doing that great at them.
Those actually do fairly well on market share.
The cameras. They also got their small divisions too, as for the their memory card, memory stick, that kind of stuff.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah. All the patent pendings too, like the Blu-ray. You know. Yeah.
That's true.
They've got a lot of stuff on that they can tap into. So.
But it's the end of an era, though. The Vaio is dead.
Long time.
But if
time.
You're in the UK, you got an option.
Right. Alright, so, I don't know how to say this, but, coming soon to your Charles Happy Meal, Super Mario. Really?
Yep, but only in the UK.
Ooh! I would so go to a McDonald's to get a Happy Meal.
Yeah, right?
Mom, dude, I got a flower burn.
Yeah, right? Hey, you can order a healthy Happy Meal.
Yep.
You know?
That's true.
I would do it just to get the damn toy.
And
who am I kidding? That's all they wanted from the damn thing is a toy.
Yeah.
Alright, so Wayne.
This is going to be a fun game to play. I can tell you that much. But it's being delayed until March 25th, and that's going to be Titanfall.
Damn it! We want to play now. Is it supposed to come out this month?
No.
Next month.
Oh. So I think the high profile one that's out this month is Thief.
Yeah. So I mean, it's only a couple weeks delay, but still.
It's exactly 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I knew about it because I saw that Titanfall was originally supposed to be released 2 days before my birthday.
Yep.
And you got hosed.
Now I got hosed.
Also of note is that Transformers Universe has announced that they are green light to go with their online free-to-play game.
Green light.
They're going to be expanding the beta access up until about summer when they're scheduled to launch.
Okay, so wait, so the beta's open now?
There is a beta that's open now to a limited number of players.
I was going
to
say, why aren't you in it?
I didn't get picked for it.
What?
The ultimate Transformers fanboy got dropped like a fly.
You kidding me?
No, hey, you apply, and if you don't get picked, you don't get picked.
Damn.
You
know? But still,
it's just random, you know.
Fair enough.
Keep
applying.
Well, no, I'm in the system. It's just waiting until they open it up for me. So.
I can see that being your entry into MMO world because I don't think you've ever actually played one for any decent amount of time.
Not really.
Did you play that Halo one though? Well, that's not even MMO, right?
No, that was strategy.
Yeah, RTS.
Yeah, like, I used to play, like, I did Dark Age of Camelot, I did...
Ooh, my God, that's memories right there.
I did Dark Age of Camelot, I did WoW, I mean...
Yeah.
I beta tested for a while back when I was working
on GameStop. Looking forward to seeing how things progress and seeing how the game runs and see what it's like, so... They haven't really announced much anything else yet, other than that they're getting ready to announce more and should be ready for summer. Other news is Sledgehammer Games is actually the one developing this coming year's Call of Duty, which should be part of the is supposedly going to be part of the Modern Warfare series.
Wait, as in Modern Warfare 4?
5.
Oh yeah, 5. What?
Yeah. So at least that's what.
It already ended, but who's?
At least that's where it's supposedly going to be heading towards. We don't know for sure. Activision has stated they are moving to a 3-year, 3-studio development cycle for Call of Duty titles. Previously, they were on a 2-year interval.
Interval with, what do you call that?
Infinity Ward, yeah.
Infinity
and Treyarch.
Ward.
So, basically, they're opening up, giving other developers a chance to work with them and try to innovate the game a little bit.
Or trying to pull the 343 Industries.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
right.
I love those guys.
Call of Duty is one of those, like, it's one of the franchises where it's, I'm pretty sure if they say you're gonna get it, you're like, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot to look up to work in, the big shoes to fill, however, huge monetary, boon for you.
Something else you might want to look forward to coming out on video soon is going to be Justice League War.
That is...
New animated film.
Which...
It's...
What's it about, damn it?
It's a Justice League going to war against the villains. I mean, it's basically that. It's basically...
Or do you know what, like, comic...
It's kind of based more off the New 52 line.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, what's it based off of?
Yeah. It's basically going to be, this is how they meet up and form up for the first time to go to battle against certain villains. So.
When's that coming out?
I forgot the exact date, but it's getting pretty close.
Okay.
I've already seen it. It's pretty good.
And also for...
Although I didn't like the way they portrayed Wonder Woman for some reason.
All right, so a little late breaking news for all you fighting game community people, like myself and George. Recently, that Team Complexity has dropped their fighting game status.
Oh, so they dropped the period?
Yeah, they dropped the period. So pretty much just like Afterglow Entertainment dropped their, pretty much everybody from there. That means Filipino Champions is not signed with anybody yet. Same way with, is it Mike Ross?
No, it wasn't Mike Ross. It was...
Who was it?
Shady K.
Oh yeah, Shady K, aka really, actually known as Long Tram, originally from San Diego, moved to San Francisco, then recently came back about 2 weeks ago back down here to San Diego. He's still MIA at Salt Mines.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, man. You're one of the best out there. He was only signed up for about 6 months before they dropped everybody.
That's a shame.
And also another news is that when from Team Razer. As in, like, the company Razer that makes, the mouse, the keyboards, has, when...
Oh, yeah, they picked up,
Zian.
Zian, yeah, the last year's AEE GM.
Oh, yes, but that's also the same time, about 1 or 2 months ago, before this happened, what's his name, what's his name?
I don't remember.
Player.
They take up somebody else.
Yeah, they picked up another player too as well. But also before that, what's his name left?
Latif,
there you go. Left Team Razer to go elsewhere. Also, Chris G's out of
sponsorship.
And I'm not surprised if either EG picks him up, Evil Geniuses, Justin Wong, or what do you call it? Empire Arcadia picks him up.
Yeah,
EMP. So that's the news for now.
Clumsy Bird. That's one of the clones. It's called Clumsy
what?
Bird. Yeah, Clumsy Bird. It already has like more than 1 million downloads. That blows.
Damn.
Damn it, you copycat punks.
And this is over the weekend, too.
Yeah, it was over the weekend. All it took was a couple of days.
Wow.
That's a shame. It really is.
Can you do that? It's called Clumsy Wayne.
Clumsy Wayne.
just try to avoid the, instead of manholes. Just have a girl's face on there.
Wouldn't it just be wouldn't it just be Wayne instead of Clumsy Wayne? Isn't that just
Well Wayne?
Right. Uh-oh, Wayne. Actually, like no, I have like another one that's funny. I remember how I mentioned that the company King was trying to trademark the word candy.
Yeah.
So, this I forgot who started this like little movement called Candy Jam, to where they would flood the iOS app store with games that had candy in the title.
Nice.
Wow.
And then it put like a grip of them in there too. That's what you get, you scumbags.
Yeah, well.
Candy Crush, really.
Like one's called Candy. I mean, there's a bunch of them. A bunch of different
K-N-D-I-E.
Ones. Yep, K-N-D-I-E. K-N-D-I-E.
Oh, K-N-D-I, K-N-D-Y.
Yep, like so many different like variations of that stupid thing. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
That's what you get for trying to do that, you scumbags. I mean, really. You deserve it. Alright, so that's going to be it for this week. Hope I can pick up... Actually, I'm going to pick up Bravely Default, but I really actually should finish Zelda first.
You should. Let's know how it is.
It's fun. I mean, Wayne already finished it.
Well, he doesn't tell us how it is.
Yeah, it's pretty darn awesome. I really enjoyed it.
So, I really enjoyed it.
That's it's very open, so that's fun. So
it was the most fun Zelda game I've played since Link to the Past.
Not saying a lot.
Because that's not the
Although,
game.
Did you ever play the 3D ones?
Yeah.
Like Ocarina of Time and all those?
Yeah.
You know what? I was never that big a fan of those.
Not as much, no. I mean, yeah, they were fun to play, but...
I want a 2D, damn it.
Yeah, I like 2D better. I don't know why. It just feels more natural.
They should do a remake of Link to the Past for...
I
would play that game until I die.
Yeah, like play to fingers bleed.
Yeah.
But on day one.
Just hope we don't have to wait as long for a sequel to this one.
All right? No, the one I waited. How long was it?
A long time.
It wasn't 20 years, was it?
No.
Was it? Might have been.
No, 1991 when it first came out.
Yeah.
That's 20 years, buddy.
Yeah.
Damn, we're old.
All right.
But again, thank you for all the support. Make sure you check on our Facebook page. Like us on there if you haven't yet. We have a lot of cool stuff on there. Check main page, twoshotsgeek.com. Thank you for the support. More cons are coming. The guys are going to be going to some smaller ones. Of course, cosplay, anime, and all that good stuff. So thank you again for joining us. Make sure you come back. Keep bringing the future 8 bits at a time.
Let's go.
See what I did there?